Gerard, where do ideas come from? Can you answer that?
Of course I can. Ideas are born just beneath your hat.
Beneath my hat?
Beneath your hat.
Imagine that! Beneath my hat. Beneath my hat! Ideas are born where hats are worn. Imagine that! I have a second question for you, Gerard, to answer like the other. If ideas are born where hats are worn, tell me, who's the mother?
Oh, May, you're such a clever girl, you recognize my need to haul this load up the road with less effort and more speed. The idea how to use your cow to accomplish my intention proves to me that necessity is the mother of invention. Oh yes, I see, necessity is the mother of invention.
I have a third question for you, Gerard, if it isn't too much bother. If mother be necessity, then tell me, who's the father?
Good recipes make foods that please the taste as well as nourish. Fill the measure of need with pleasure and life will surely flourish. Combining parts like cows and carts is playful inspiration. For a girl and boy, it's a sense of joy that's father to creation. For a girl and boy, it's a sense of joy that's father to creation.
One last question for you, Gerard, to answer like the others. Besides mom and dad, do ideas have sisters or maybe brothers?
May, there's a time when asking's fine and it's useful to ask questions to let your mind find every kind of thought and make suggestions. But if we never stop being clever and finally take some action, we'll miss the fun of getting it done and we'll have no satisfaction. We'll miss the fun of getting it done and we'll have no satisfaction. We'll miss the fun of getting it done and we'll have no satisfaction.
Gerard, you're too much.
Come on over here, May. Why don't you sit up here on the wagon? Then you can ride instead of walking.
Very funny, Gerard, but I'm not a brick. Thank you.